Welcome back, everyone. I am Nick.
I'm Andy.
And you are watching KFAF. And man, we got a great show for all of you out there today. If you're not familiar with this, if you've clicked on it because our headline and our thumbnail are so clever that we got you in, strap in, because this episode's going to be the ride of your life.
Wow.
Andy, wow.
I mean, the thing is, Nick, I wasn't sold on this episode, but now I am.
Right? I mean, you're in the episode, and you're like, I am doubting this show. Yeah. After 74 episodes, I'm doubting it. But right now, I think Andy just got on board. You know who else got on board, Andy?
Who?
Our Patreon producers, Mohammed, Blackjack Raznarak, Al the Tribesman, Predator Tribesman, and Connor Nolan. Wow, I just messed up Al's moniker.
Yeah,
how could I have done that?
So bad, dude. What is wrong with you? You're flustered, Nick. You got stuff to do today.
We're cutting that out. We're going to cut that out. I'm doing it one more time.
Okay,
ready?
Go for it.
Ready?
Go for it.
Al the Tribesman, Predator. Nope, I did it
wrong.
Wow. I did it wrong one more time.
What the fuck is wrong with you, dude?
Al, the Predator Tribesman.
And Kono. And you also said Raznarak. I think it's just Razak.
Blackjack Razak?
I'm pretty sure that's what it is.
Man, should I just do those over? Special thanks to our Patreon producers, Momo Squared, Blackjack Razak, Al, the Predator Tribesman, and Connor Nolan, or as we refer to, Kono.
Kono. Yeah, it's not what Greg says. Fuck whatever nickname Greg gave him. And also, Nick, I am so proud of you that you nailed that on the first try.
First try. Never even tried to do it two or three more times. Yeah. And it's not Friday. It's not Friday at 4 o'clock in the afternoon.
Uh-huh.
Also, shout out to our sponsors, MeUndies, but we'll get to that later. Here's what I'm disappointed with, Andy.
What's up?
There's another Patreon producer. First off, I love the four Patreon producers we have for the morning shows. But there's another Patreon producer who produces GOG, the Kind of Funny podcast, formerly known as the Game Over Greggy Show, whose name is Steve Powers.
Powers, yeah.
And I said Steve Rogers Powers, and people are like, you're dumb. It should be Stone Cold Steve Austin Powers.
Yeah, because there's so many different wordplay. There's just two, but still, it's really impressive.
So I'm gonna put him on this as well, so I can say that also. So shout out to our Patreon producers, Mohammed, Blackjack Razak, Al the Predator Tribesman, Kono, and Stone Cold Steve Austin Rogers Powers.
No, why are you adding Rogers? What is wrong with you?
Captain America.
The Texas Rattlesnake, bro.
Andy, it's down. We're here, man. We're here. We're down to the final two.
Two, man.
We have
two
cards left. The score for Surgery Station is 2,600 points. You have $2,600. I have $2,400. $500 left on the table. So basically, I need to get the next two, and you have to fail. Now, last week, you said the rule was if I get one, I get to immediately go again.
Yeah.
Because you're a gentleman and a sports person. So are you going to honor that rule? Are you going to be
honorable? Of course, yeah. I feel confident enough that your old man hands are going to be shaking the whole time.
Okay, is that what we said last week when my old man hand shook but I got the piece out by hook or crook?
I was lucky, dude. I was so lucky.
Very lucky.
By hook or crook.
So let's roll the intro and then get right into it.
All right.
Does it hurt when you pee?
Surgery Station.
You might have an STD.
Surgery Station.
Is your blood in your poo?
Surgery Station.
We're the doctors for you. We're the doctors for you.
Cool. All right, Andy. You get to. Do I pick which one I go to? Here, I'll blindly. You say stop.
Okay.
Ready?
All right.
Stop. Ready?
You're opening your eyes. You're not blindly doing anything.
Well, you're right. You're right.
Yeah, keep your eyes closed. All right, whatever's in your right hand, stop.
$200.
Okay.
Now, you know I'm not cheating because this is $300. So I get the $200 mm-hmm. spare rib.
And what's this? Okay. What's the score differential, by the way?
The score differential, you are leading by $200.
Oh, my God. This could
So it's
holy
it's down
shit.
To the wire. This could tie it up, man. This could tie it up.
Oh, my God.
Now, the spare rib, if you can see on my screen here, Andy, well, you can't see it, but people at home can see on my screen right here. It's in a tenuous position. So I have to be cautious. Andy, can you hum some music for me or something cool?
Okay. When do you want me to sing?
Right now would be good, if that's okay.
Okay, sure.
Got it.
No way!
Yes, there it is.
No way!
Yeah.
That's where we
You
go,
are
baby.
Setting up the board perfectly for you.
No, man. I have hands of steel. You can't fuck with me. That is in. God, it's so good.
Well, I don't even get a chance to go now.
I guess not by your rules. Now I get to go one more time next week. Is that how that works?
Yeah, dude. I cannot believe this is bullshit, dude.
This is how you make a game. If the Super Bowls were like this, more people would watch. They wouldn't have such a lousy ratings.
No, they're actually pretty, yeah. Like, a lot of people watch the Super Bowls, Nick.
Really?
Yeah, for a long time now.
Like, how many people?
I mean, easily a couple million, you know? It's a lot.
That's like Funhouse numbers, right?
Yeah, there. Yeah. That's like Rhett and Link numbers, dude.
Rhett and Link bother me on so many levels. They're so talented. They seem like genuinely nice guys. And again, they've got the hair, and it's so annoying.
They have such thick head of hair, dude. All four of those dudes.
All right. The score as it sits now, Andy, $2,600 to $2,600.
I can't believe it.
Tied.
I cannot believe this, dude.
Tied.
So you got the spare ribs, right? So I have to take that off my board.
You
got to
take that off your board.
Let me do that right now. Oh, shit.
Oh, there it is. I love the people that watch this show, but they scare me. Because if you've hung out with us this long and you still find this entertaining, you're out of your gourd.
Yeah, there's something wrong with you, for sure.
And we love you for it.
Thank you.
When we take over the channel, guys, you guys will be the first people in the auditorium to hang out with us.
And the only people.
And the only people. Andy, it's Photoshop challenge time. Ladies and gentlemen, if you're just watching the show for the very first time, hello, you've made it. You don't have to watch anything else for the rest of your life. Mm-mm. This is it. Mm-mm. We do a weekly Photoshop challenge here where we put out a theme and people put in their best entries. Last week, it was Lord of the Rings to celebrate in review. We're doing Lord of the Rings in review right now on the same channel. You guys can check that out. And again, I see 10. I see 10 here, Andy. And I see some heavy hitters. I see Ben, please be excited, coming up. Matt Ferguson's in there. Philip J. Woodwork back. Connor Hackett. I feel pretty good about this.
This is an all-star game right here.
Let's kick it off with Ben. Please be excited. Now, wait. Before we do this, Okay. Can I make a prediction?
Sure.
He has me as Gandalf, and I somehow look older than Ian McKellen.
We'll have to see. We'll have to see, Nick.
Let's open this up. You know exactly what this is going to be. Hold on.
You're not Gandalf. You're Gimli. This super short guy. But Gimli's on the set of KFAF. This is phenomenal.
This is a really good Photoshop job.
And are you actually Gimli, or is it just, is your face actually in there?
Well, my eyes are in there for sure. Those look like my eyes.
Yeah? Okay.
Yeah, I think he blended my eyes and maybe even my forehead. And that doesn't look like my nose, though.
No, that's definitely Gimli's nose, yeah.
That looks like Gimli's nose.
But I also I do like the prior Photoshops that we've done when we asked for a fantasy movie thing. There's some Lord of the Rings Photoshops in the back.
Oh wow! Look at that. Yeah, it's a milk mommy back there with the ring.
Oh, that's Legolas and that's in the middle.
Legolas, and who's the one on the right? Is that you?
That's me as Frodo. Yeah.
Oh, you look creepy.
Yeah.
You look like someone dipped the bottom half of your face in hair.
Yeah. Yeah. Pretty hairy. Oh, maybe that's right. I guess that's Andy Gorn.
Oh, that's Andy Gorn.
Yeah.
That's definitely Andy Gorn.
Okay.
But we already decided, Ben. Sorry, you're a little late today on today's episode. We decided that Tim is Gimli. It's going to be Timley.
I think Kevin is such a Gimli, though. Kevin Lee.
Kevin's a Samwise Gamgee.
Nah, dude. Kevin is Gimli, dude. When I see him, like, running around and falling and...
Next up, we have the Robin GL coming straight from Sweden.
This is so good. Oh, my God. This is so good.
Why is it always me?
This is a play on The Hobbit called The Fogey, an unexpected urban hike. And it's just you doing an urban hike in the streets of San Francisco. I love this. This is incredible, Robin. I'd love to imagine you going out on an urban hike with Dee and her not necessarily being excited to be with you, right? Like, to be hanging out with you.
Yeah.
But with you running out like, I'm going on an adventure! Like, just like, what's-his-face does, the actor who plays Bilbo in The Hobbit. already
forgot. It's Martin Freeman.
Martin Freeman. There you go. Martin Freeman.
We got Leonard DeVries here. Let's see what you got for us.
Oh, wow.
Wow.
One Oreo to rule them all. One Oreo to find them. One Oreo to bring them all and in darkness bind them. And it is the Oreo cookie hanging on the little string. Greg is entranced. I love the lighting. Right? Like, I think it's easy to overlook how difficult it would have been to match the lighting to Frodo's situation in this, when he's standing there on top of Mount Doom, or, you know, waiting to drop it inside of the fire. This is incredible, Leonard. I love it.
It's perfect.
Yeah.
Good job.
Great job.
And it also is not making fun of me, so it's my winner so far.
Wow, okay.
Low standards now, Andy.
Number four from Soul Aspiration, Derek. Here's my first ever Photoshop. Hope you guys enjoy. One nut to rule them all. And it's because of Greg's face, you know.
It's he's such a chameleon. That face goes perfect for every Photoshop. You can put that literally, guys, in every Photoshop from here on out. You never have to use my face ever again. You never.
No,
have
they
to
can still use.
Ever again.
I think they can still use your face. It'll be really funny.
Just use Greg's face more often. It's all I'm asking, or literally anyone. Tim doesn't get enough love in these Photoshop challenges.
I do think what I got to say for Derek is I want to shout him out for this being his first ever Photoshop. So thank you for submitting here to our Photoshop challenge on KFAF. But what's really cool and impressive about this, Nick, is Greg's face was recorded in that photo. Greg's face is at an angle, but in here, these are all front on, dead on shots, right? So. A lot of shopping had to be done to make it look like Greg is looking directly at you. You know what I mean?
Now, he does have abnormally wide cheekbones.
He does.
We nailed it.
But you can't hate on it because that's what had to be done. And I think it works. I think it works really, really well. Let's move on to number
Matt Ferguson.
Five.
Number five, Matt Ferguson. Let's see what he's got for us.
Holy shit. Holy shit.
That's amazing.
Look at... Oh my god, look at Kevin. Look at all of us as hobbits at the bottom. We look so adorable. We have the king blessing as Aragorn, the rightful heir to the throne.
Naturally.
Look
at you as a hobbit.
I know, I look so cute. And we have Greg as Gollum in the bottom right. Holy shit.
I mean, look at the detail in here. He's eating an Oreo, but it's shaped like a Nutter Butter.
This is incredible.
That's bananas. Tim, of course, as Legolas.
I want to zoom in a little bit more here. We have Snowbike Mike.
With the pugs,
Steph and Clay Thompson. But who is Snowbike Mike supposed to be playing? That's what I'm kind of wondering.
I think it's just Snowbike Mike.
You think it's just Snowbike Mike?
Yeah.
I love that.
I think he just gets to be in it.
So Tim is Legolas. We have Fran is Gimli. Cool Greg.
Cool G is some sort of ogre, or maybe he's one of the wild people, I think. Wild men? Wild humans?
It's possible. Or maybe... Yeah, because he has like a little thing that under like a little horn underneath his arm.
No, yeah, maybe he's just another. I don't know what he is.
He might just be one of the human tribesmen. We'll have to figure out. We'll ask Matt
we'll
about
ask
this
Matt Ferguson
one.
Later. Yeah,
but Nick as Gandalf on top, looking incredible.
Oh, I look great.
I'm saying this right now. This is the best that Matt Ferguson has done, and that's saying something because he's always doing an incredible job.
But it's also kind of done in the style of that original Hobbit cartoon, which is unbelievably hard to do. That's so cool. He did a great job. That's great.
Phenomenal. I mean, this is the winner for me so far.
So far, I know. I love it. I love it. All right, let's see what Philip J. Woodward has for us at number six.
Oh, this is great. This is creative as hell.
That's
one name
really
tag
good.
To rule them all. Nick finally gets his wish. And Nick, it looks like you're finally getting your wish, and you're going to become a manager at Target. This is huge for you.
It just feels right, Andy. It just feels right. And when I see this picture, it makes me hopeful for my retirement, where one day I get to run. I don't want, again, Andy, I'm not saying I'm coming out of the chute like working for a AAA ball club, okay? I'm willing to work my way up at a city Target first, you know? Then I'll go to a bigger city Target, and then maybe if I do a good job as the store manager at a big city Target, they'll let me move into a full-blown suburban Target that has the Starbucks and the pizza and popcorn joint.
Oh, my gosh. With the slushies? Are you kidding me?
Oh, dare I dream?
If I walk into that Target, would you hook it up with a slushie every once in a while?
Bro. Fucking A, bro.
Hell yeah,
you're going to be swimming in slushies.
Yeah. That's awesome. Oh, this is great, Phil. I love this. Number 7 is from HXC Dean. Let's check this one out. The Lords of the Backflip. And
Oh, wow.
It is the Dobre Brothers reference.
The Dobre Brothers. Did he use the Dobre Brothers in it? That's them, right?
Yeah, that's actually them. That's them.
And, of course, I'm still Gandalf.
You're still Gandalf. I love this. This is incredible. With the little trampoline great. In the back. And Nick is the number one fan. This is incredible.
Man, I love it.
I love that it's not even us. We are branching out to different worlds, Nick. We got the Dobre Brothers in a Photoshop challenge.
Incredible. And I like starting beef with those brothers. I want them to notice me. I want them to know me.
I love this. Perfect. Like, this is phenomenal because it is so creative. And that's the thing. It's like, sometimes you may not be the best Photoshopper, but you have creativity and you have the humor attached to it. And this is incredible, HXC Dean. Great job, Dean Pena.
Great job. Great job.
Number 8 is Professor Nolan.
Oh, this is a new name I haven't seen.
The Port of the Rings. Even the smallest wiener can change the course of the future.
Here's why this is great. The sideburns. Do you see like the mutton chops they have on the side?
It's great.
He left those in and it's fucking great.
It's hilarious.
Beautiful.
The Port of the Rings. Yeah, I love
this. Did he actually find 4 different pictures of Portillo to use in this?
Yeah,
You're a sick son of a bitch.
Those are 4 different photos, yeah. It's phenomenal.
I would have used the same photo and just retinted it, but this is a good job.
Great job, Professor Nelson. Phenomenal. Love it.
Chance to Pants gave us number 9.
Greg, dying in the fires, waiting for, just holding on to that last bastion of hope. The Nutter Butter, as he slowly just descends.
In true Greg form, I've often thought that Greg is just a robot. He doesn't seem to be having any feelings about burning to death.
That's true.
So that looks...
It's pretty spot on.
Par for the course. Yeah, it's pretty spot on for him. Connor Hackett, coming in at number 10. Let's see what you're rounding this out with.
Oh, God!
God!
Fucking shit! Oh, no!
I was not prepared for that. I was not prepared for that.
Why? Holy shit, this is horrifying.
This is my winner.
I love that Frodo is Paula in the back.
Yeah.
I hate this so much, dude.
This is great, man. This might be my winner,
really?
I gotta be honest with you. Just for, like, okay, so shout out to Matt Ferguson. That poster, of course. Phenomenal. Everyone did a great job this week. But for the wow factor of this.
Yeah, because this is shocking. Well, I don't know. I feel like Matt had the same sort of shock factor where I was just impressed by all of our depictions. This is shocking for the wrong reasons, but it's also really damn good.
This week, we're going to do 2. We're going to do 2 winners, Andy. Congratulations to Connor Hackett and Matt Ferguson. You 2 have won our Photoshop challenge this week. Remember, if you guys want to be a part of this, we tell a theme every week, and you guys can just tweet at KindaFunnyVids with the hashtag KFAF, and you can tweet them your submission. Do not tweet it at me and Andy. We like to see them for the first time here. Barrett will go, and he'll pick Tyha's top 10, put him on our little list, and we'll bring him up and look at him for the first time with the rest of you guys.
Correct.
Thank you guys so much for submitting. Next week's theme, I'm kind of keeping with the in-review theme, Andy, and I don't know if we've done this before. If we have, I apologize, but I think we should do Star Trek. How do you feel about that?
I'm totally in.
Hey, everyone. We want to take a quick second to tell you about our sponsor, MeUndies. Remember, this Pride Month, it's critical that we take a moment to recognize and remember the intersectionality between Pride and the racial injustices that we continue to endure today. This month, through their MeUndies Gives initiative, MeUndies continues to take action to achieve their mission of creating a more thoughtful and accepting world by making $50,000 donations to both the It Gets Better Project and Black Lives Matter. They, like MeUndies, are committed to standing up against hate and intolerance and creating a world where hope outshines fear for all people. With MeUndies Gives, simply by shopping MeUndies, you can help support these causes. We are, of course, a MeUndies household here at Kinda Funny. Tim wears them, Greg wears them, Andy wears them, Kevin wears them. And man, the first time I felt these things, I thought I knew what softness was, but it turns out I was wrong. This micromodal fabric these things are made out of are very, very, very soft. And of course, what could be better than people shipping things directly to your house? Who wants to go outside these days anyway? It's dangerous out there. You know what's safe inside? Your underwear, that's right. Keep everything safe inside the softness. MeUndies has this brilliant thing called the Undies membership, where every month the softest undies ever appear at your door. The convenience factor is clutch. You never have to leave the house. Oh, and you also get site-wide savings, early access, and free shipping. It's pure joy. MeUndies are made from micromodal, an irresistibly soft, sustainable fabric that encases your nether regions in cloud-like comfort. It's magically made from trees, another reason to give them a hug. MeUndies are offered in a range of sizes from extra small to 4XL. Here's the offer. MeUndies is a great offer for the listeners of this fine show. For any first-time purchasers, you get 15% off and free shipping. You gotta give these super softness a try. Man, it's so soft. Especially because they have a 100% satisfaction guarantee. To get your 15% off your first order, free shipping, a 100% satisfaction guarantee, go to MeUndies.com/morning. That's MeUndies.com/morning. Andy, this next bit is something I've been looking forward to ever since you pitched it to me after we did the Kinda Funny podcast on Tuesday. Mm-hmm. Now, folks, if you watch that podcast, you'll know that what we did, we talked a lot about how much we'd like to change our hair. So Andy said, hey, man, I've got a perfect way we could do that. We'll do what we did for our celebrity, and we'll Photoshop hair onto us just to see what we could look like. And then if we like that, we'll go forward and spend millions of dollars on plastic surgery. Is that correct, Andy?
Yeah, absolutely. I think I would love to, for all of us to come out of this quarantine kind of with a new vibe, a new us, you know? And I think we'll do a really good job once we start to Photoshop it. I'm excited.
Let's get to it.
All right, Nick, you know, we had a really awesome conversation, a really healthy conversation that I think we'd been needing to have on the KF podcast regarding our physical appearances and how maybe we can improve ourselves, right? I think we've already improved ourselves emotionally and in terms of maturity, but I would love to see some improvements when it comes to just, I want to look hot, I want to look cool, right? And I think this is the best way to sort of give us ourselves a little test run, you know?
I get it, man. I definitely feel you. I mean, I think as far as like what's in here, perfection. And I just want what's in here to be mirrored out here.
Yeah.
I mean, it's we already know that we're better than the rest of the guys in the group. But I just need, we need to show people that. And
for sure.
We need to have like basically a billboard that when we're walking down the street. Basically, I want my face to be the emotional equivalent or the physical equivalent to when those people are like, hey, we've got a sign that I'm dancing with the sign, you know? And they're doing the thing, and they're like, go this way to park, or go this way for a mattress sale.
Okay.
That's what I want my face to be.
What's it point? What do you mean? Like, I'd like some more elaboration there.
Well, it's like my face would be a sign pointing to the goods. Like, hey, this is where you go, you come to party. So right now what my face is telling you is, well, I need more sleep, and leave me alone. What I want my face to say is, hey, we're at a cool party in the Malibu Hills, Malibu.
Yeah, there's some cucumber water and stuff.
Yeah, it sounds like, and we have that, you know, that spa music that the PlayStation Network plays behind when you leave the screen on, and it goes.
Yeah. And you meet like DiCaprio's there, right? And he's just kind of walking around the lobby.
But here's the thing: right now, if we met DiCaprio, he wouldn't know who we are after this makeover. We walk into the party. He goes, oh my God, Andy and Nick are here. Because they look so good.
Yeah. Like, and they belong here. Like, you know.
Yeah. No. Like they.
This
like,
isn't a fluke.
Like, we're not there to like deliver food and then immediately leave.
No.
Like we're here. They let us into the party.
We're here to stay.
We get to like hang out.
We're here to stay. So let's start with some improvements. So I took a screenshot from an episode of KFAF.
I love it.
And I
miss the old set. Do you ever miss the old set?
I do. I miss the way it smells. I miss the vibe that it evokes. You know.
I miss the beanbag that we never sit on, but people think it's fake, but it's real. You can touch it. You can reach out and touch it.
Oh, it's really there. Yeah, that thing's really there. This is a screenshot. And I just figured maybe we could start doing some Google searches, similar to when we created like the ultimate celebrity. I think this is kind of an easy way to see. Here's the template. How do we sort of put ourselves in this world? And also, can we emulate our faces that we're making there? I don't think we're doing a very good job of it.
Did we do it?
Yeah,
did I do it?
I don't think it works.
I can't
very well.
See your face right now, so I just assume you're nailing it.
Oh, yeah. No, I got it. I got it for sure.
Okay, cool.
All right, so let's do... Do we want to start with you or with me? Because we talked about improving our hairstyles. And maybe I'm in need of a switch, you know?
I feel like if I could put someone's hair on you, I would want to keep the same like height of the hair.
Okay.
You know? But like maybe bring the hairline down almost to your eyebrows, like almost to the point where there's just a delineating line here. And if you're going to swap that out, I think who better to swap it out with than the person we always confuse you with, which is Rahul Kohli.
Oh, wow. Okay. Okay. That's a pretty good call. That's a pretty good call.
How do we feel
Nick?
About that? Because his hairline is unbelievably, like, thick.
Yeah. That's a great call.
Oh, look at that. Look at that.
Yeah. God, so gorgeous.
Yeah, right there. So three over, I would say.
This one?
Right there.
Okay.
Yeah, grab that hair. Let's throw that hair on you, big cat.
Okay. All right.
What do you think?
I'm liking this already. Yeah, yeah.
All right. Yeah. Oh, well,
it's just right there. It's perfect.
Shit. Oh, my God. Is that you? I can't tell.
It's not
me. We're already ready.
It's actually not me. Yeah.
Now, here's what a lot of people think. And if you're losing your hair or you're currently dealing with losing your hair, For Hims is not a sponsor today, so sorry. You're going to have to watch past episodes. We definitely recommend doing something about it. But a lot of people out there who haven't suffered hair loss don't get it. They look at both of our hair and they go, what's wrong with you guys? You guys look great. You sound great. You probably smell great.
Muscular.
And while all that is true, Andy, what they don't understand is its thickness of the hair.
Mm-hmm.
It's the fact that in the right light, you can see through my hair into my scalp. I don't like that.
Yeah.
Rahul Kohli's hair is like a forest that like 100 years ago there was a fire and now there's so much growth. It's so dense that rabbits can't get in. Oh, this is working. This is already, yeah. Can you bring it down though? Bring it down. Bring it. Like, I need you to bring it down to your eyebrows a little bit. Yeah.
Well, we could do a little bit of a stretch, you know.
A little bit of a stretch. Okay.
Let's keep the same height.
Yeah. Keep the height.
Here we go.
That's looking real good.
Is it?
You look a little like Elvis,
Yeah.
Just a skosh. Now, also the fun part of this is that you also look a little like Goku, and I know that you love the Goku.
I'm gonna just kind of like
cut it off,
pick this off, yeah.
A little dingly.
Yeah, this little dangling.
But I like that because it gives you your little Andy Cortez dangle though.
Oh, you're kind of right.
It kind of looks like.
It doesn't look like
your hair.
Yeah, it doesn't look like the hair perfect. That belongs on the side of my head. It just looks like.
It looks like the dangle.
Yeah, hold on. Okay,
the Superman.
So let me do a little. Let me grab some highlight, and just kind of make it look.
What you're doing.
Yeah. There.
Yeah. That's great. Yeah, that's perfect. Okay. Oh, that's perfect. Look at that! You nailed it.
Wow.
Now can we do my hair next?
Yeah, sure thing.
I would like what I want Tim to do, but he just won't do it because he's a coward. I want Brad Pitt's hair from Fury. I want that really cool shaved on the sides, dope and tall on top, and just see what that looks like. Or wait, actually, let me ask you this.
Look at this old Google search, Brad Pitt elbow. I miss James and Elise.
We got to do another episode with that. Maybe next week we'll see. The problem is, I wanted to reach out just so full transparency. I've been wanting to reach out to them to do a follow up episode for our other one, but we're already doing Lord of the Rings with Elise, and I already feel bad taking like 3 hours of her time every week.
Yeah, it's a
lot. Maybe when we're done with that, we'll bring it back.
It's definitely a lot. I think this is the hair. I think this is the angle that probably matches up best with you, right? Yeah.
Look at how thick it is.
Him and Alec Baldwin have the most incredible heads of hair, dude.
They're so good. Andy, let me ask you this.
The density is just insane, dude.
Oh, it's and people don't understand how thick it is. And a lot of people say, Nick, it's too hard to manage. I say, go, get out of the door. I mean, honestly, this is what I was going to ask and suggest to you. Do you think you should just replace my whole head with Brad Pitt's and just leave it at that? How do you feel about that?
I'm not against it, Nick.
I'm not against it.
What if...
Just give me like Brad from the neck up. I'll take all of Brad from the neck
like,
up.
Like look how good.
Look how perfect it looks. It's great. This is my favorite bit that we do now.
I kind of want it to happen. Like I wouldn't mind if
just
I wouldn't Nick. Like no offense to you, if Brad Pitt walked into the studio and said, "You, hey Scarpino, get the fuck out," but you would be stoked because you'd be like, "Wow, he knows my name. Like this is crazy."
Again, the whole point of this is that when we go to that party in Malibu, Leo knows who we are. So if Brad and Leo know who I am, I have officially made it.
That's true, because word travels fast.
I would gladly resign my position at Kinda Funny and take up any of the supporting positions that this company would offer for Brad Pitt to work with us. Because the man is just, he's just talented, you know?
And he's,
so talented.
Great head of hair.
I respect also, you're not wasting the coat that he has that seems to line up perfectly. Are we just going to leave that
where it's at? We'll see how it goes.
I was like, I think you were so happy you lined the shoulders up there perfectly, or that you were just like, I'm going
to
leave it and see
if it notices. I mean, it's kind of meant to be, right? Well, who am I to ignore fate, you know? You're still there, though, and it looks so lame with you there. Mm-hmm. Like, you're making the situation worse.
Yeah, just scale it up. I'm sorry, I'll get out of it. Get out of it. I promise. I don't like how easy it is to just erase my head from this portrait.
Like, we still have a backup just in case we do want to bring you back. Because I'm not saying I want you gone forever.
No.
But
no,
I'm not against having Brad Pitt here.
I mean, I honestly think you look great next to Brad Pitt.
Me too.
I don't think it's bad. I think Brad Pitt, he looks a little consternated, but it's not bad. I like it.
Yeah.
I like it a lot, actually.
Hold on, let me do a little bit of...
You're going to blend it in a little bit?
Maybe I do just get his head. Should I just get his head?
Instead of the military outfit that's happening?
Yeah.
Yeah, maybe get his head just in case. Okay, because I feel like it's fun to just take it from the neck up. And that way... Here's reality. What I'm really thinking is that we put this image out to promote the show at some point and see if people notice that I'm not Brad Pitt.
You think they'll just look at my hair and be distracted and not really notice?
Well, first off, I think that they'll look at your hair and think, okay, Andy just styled his hair differently and is a little thicker.
Yeah.
But then they won't even notice that my hair looks and face and upper shoulders look exactly like Brad Pitt.
You think it's that close between you all? You think there's that close of a gap?
There's been a lot of people, celebrities, high-level celebrities, that people have confused me with in the past.
Name them.
Number one, always...
Joe Pesci?
No, not Joe Pesci, but thank you for that little subtle dig. That's great right there. Why is my neck so short? I'll take it. It's perfect. There it is. That's so ridiculous. I hate it.
I gotta remove some of your beard.
Just get the neck out and put Brad's neck back in. Yeah, Brad's got like a nicer neck than I do. And that way we can push the head up just a little bit so it doesn't look like he's like taking a shit. There we go. Look at that. Look at the thickness in that neck.
I mean, this works perfectly, dude.
That looks great. That's so good.
This is starting to look really good.
Again, watch. Andy, close your eyes. Close your eyes. Now open them. Is that me or Brad?
I'm not sure.
Here's the next thing that I'm hoping we can do. I've never done this because I love that denim jacket that I wear so much. But if I had the balls and a little bit more money, I'd buy another one of those, cut the sleeves off, and put some, you know, get my arms out, gun show. Out, you know. So what I'm saying is, I wonder if we could put a couple arms on me, but maybe like shred the tops of the shoulders a little, so it looks like the arms burst out like the Hulk. That's what I'm talking about right there.
We have the full arm, right? Like that's.
Well, you got to have get it. I'll make it easier on you. Get one where he's like a little bent, like so the bottom left right there. Yeah, that's the arm I need.
Okay. Damn, look at how gigantic this
that's
photo
a big
is.
Arm. Look at that arm.
This is a big ass photo. Oh my god.
Yeah, I want that. I just want the left one. I just want that or that right arm right there. I don't need two arms. I'm not gonna get greedy, Andy.
You just want
I
one
just
arm.
Need a,
okay.
Yeah, just one arm. I
like that.
Arm. It's fine. Just like one
that.
Sleeve burst out, you know, and like a Punky Brewster thing where she used to wear two different kinds of shoes. Same left, one right.
I do think if you have two giant arms, it's sort of like, you know, it's an embarrassment of riches, you know. You don't want to...
Who are you trying to show off for?
Yeah,
what are you
exactly.
Trying to prove?
I think it can be sort of insulting to people who only have one muscular arm. You know, you get two in there, it's just unfair. Let's see,
it looks like a monster. It looks like an alien's trying to eat me.
It does. Okay, let's see.
Now I respect you didn't get the forearm. We're gonna get a little bit of the denim jacket in there still. Can we bring some of this forearm back in?
Oh, well, that's gonna be a different piece.
Oh, we're gonna piece that out.
Yeah,
okay.
I want it to like follow this shape, because originally it doesn't follow this shape. It's more curved up. You see that? Because if I curl it up here, I have to Photoshop a lot of this out, and this
just take the other part of his forearm and throw that bad boy in there. Exactly, I see what you're saying, bro. I see what you're saying. I believe you, bro.
You fucking see, bro.
Now here's another question for you, Andy.
What's up?
Do you want different arms also? Because you got great arms.
I kind of might want different eyes.
Oh,
and
different
I think
eyes would
I think
good.
Somebody called out that, you know. There's one eye that we missed when we did the Hollywood Ultimate Celebrity when we photoshopped
that. What is
that?
Was
Alexandra Daddario's eyes.
Honestly, dude, you know, here's a bigger question. Can you just keep, like, you don't have to, Yeah. See how big it is?
Yeah.
Keep that right there. Hook strong. Hook smash. That. It looks like I'm aggressively trying to close my laptop.
Yeah.
That's dope. That looks great. I should work out more.
But the thing is, it's not your face. It's Brad Pitt's face.
I keep forgetting it's not me.
Really?
It's so hard. I think it looks great right there, man. I don't know if you can blend it in a little bit more. Can we shred that a little bit?
Yeah,
can
yeah.
We shred
oh,
that?
Yeah.
Yeah, give me a little shred.
We sure can.
A little
can.
Shreddy.
Well, I guess I should go with like white because that's more of the color of the threads, you know, inside of.
Oh yeah. Do what you gotta do, man. I believe you. Yeah, I believe in you.
Let's see.
Give me a little. Yeah, there it is. You're an artist. That's good. Oh yeah, that's amazing.
To make it look really convincing, Nick. Here we go. Hold on.
You gonna add a little drop to that?
No, I'm
a little drop shadow.
I was going to. Let's see here. I'm just gonna kind of make it darker down here. A little bit darker down here. You know what I mean?
You're great at what you do.
Thanks, man. Thank you.
That is.
Oh, it's a little too much, but.
Yeah, it's a little too much.
You get the idea. Yeah, yeah.
Oh, it looks great. Oh, it's perfect.
It's perfect.
I look great. Yeah. I look really good right now.
Let's crop this eye out.
Let's see what we got there. Oh, yeah, that's perfect.
This is going to start.
Maybe
to work.
Just make you a Cyclops. Yes. There it is. Oh, you look good.
Hold on.
Look at you.
Let's get these scaled down a little bit. You know what I mean?
Just a little skosh, maybe, so they're not terrifying the kids during Halloween.
Yeah, hold on.
Wow. I mean, it really spruces up your face. It really gives you that, hey, I came out to party tonight.
It's kind of what I need, I think.
Yeah. Like, I never realized how dead your real eyes are until you put AD's eyes on you.
Yeah. I think it's one of those things where as soon as quarantine is over, I'm going for an eye transplant.
I think you should. I think that the eye transplant, they've gotten so cheap now, you can get them at a Walgreens.
Really? Wow.
Yeah.
Just a walk-in. Mm-hmm. You don't even need an appointment.
Okay, what if we did this? What if we were on stage with the audience behind us? I know that sounds crazy, but you know how sometimes they take the picture where they're like, oh, like when Bert Kreischer is like, I just did my thing, and the publicist takes a picture with all the audience behind
them.
Yeah,
that's true.
Maybe we could do that.
Audience from stage.
Yeah. That's what I'm thinking. Yeah, so something like that where it's just there it is. That's like the Kodak Theater right there.
Thousands of adoring fans just watching.
They just cannot get enough.
They cannot get enough
show on the internet. Andy, before we do this though, I mean you have the rock vibe. I need you to not. And this, I mean, as your coworker, I know this is inappropriate to ask, but please just understand that I mean this with the kindness of everything, and I don't mean this in a creepy way. Okay. I need you to be shirtless. I need you to be shirtless with that guitar strung around you and just the members only jacket. Is there a way we could take out your shirt and maybe put like, I'm thinking Zac Efron or Brad Pitt's chest from Fight Club maybe in underneath it?
Nice and slim and cut.
Just
fit and cut.
Like when do you have that much time to tan, Brad Pitt?
Okay.
And then we can put us with the audience behind us as we're crushing life. There.
Wow.
It is right there. Oh, top right.
This is so
with the
beautiful.
Glisteningness, dead on. Yeah, right there. That's it right there, man.
It might be kind of low res, but we'll see how it works.
Okay.
We'll see how it works. Yeah, because this is a pretty small image.
Do you think when he was that skinny, he just walked around shirtless all the time?
I mean, why wouldn't you, dude? Why the fuck wouldn't you, man?
Oh, it's perfect, baby.
Yeah, this actually might work. Let's see.
That's actually pretty amazing right there. This is so fucking terrifying.
Let's see.
All right, I'm liking this. See, it's like it's one of the things that, guys, we have the technology now. There's no excuses.
Yeah.
There's no excuses. Make yourself better. If you don't like who you are, if you don't like the way you look, this is a perfect way to do it. You make yourself better, and then you put all this stuff on Instagram, Photoshop pictures of you, and you never go outside in person. There it is. Andy, you're gonna feel so good once you have this chest on you.
I'm already liking where it's at.
Yes.
Like, I can already see it. You know what I mean? When you pre-visualize it.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Like, when you walk into a new house and you're like, oh, the living room will be here. TV right there. Microwave right there. You know what I mean? Like,
where do we hang Liechtenstein? Right there. Exactly. Mm-hmm. There it is.
It's kind of high.
it's okay. It's okay.
Is it okay? Okay. All right.
Yeah, cool. Yeah, I mean, you want to be able to see the chest, right?
Yeah,
the
you're chest right. Part. If you don't see nipple, what's the point?
Then what the fuck is the point? You're not. Yeah. Are you even? If you don't see nipple, Andy, are you even shirtless?
Like, can you imagine being Brad Pitt? He's like 79 years old, and he's looking beautiful in Once Upon a Time in Hollywood.
Oh, he looks so good up on that roof when he's fixing the thing.
Oh my god.
Yep. Oh, this is going to work, dude. This is going to work.
This kind of matches up in a weird way where my collarbone is on my jugular.
Yeah, it's perfect. Can you also fill in that little gap between the strap and the lower part of your jacket down there so we can see that? Is there a little bit more?
I don't know if there's any more Brad Pitt down there.
Oh, I think there's plenty of Brad Pitt.
Is
Look
there?
At that. Yeah, buddy. Oh, that's perfect. It's even got the shadow and everything.
How far does it go? How far does Brad Pitt go, man? It's interesting having like a double chin with incredible chest. There we go.
And
baby.
It really, the great thing is now I'm seeing a really good delineating line. There's a nice delineator between chest, chin, and Alexander Daddario's piercing eyes.
Piercing eyes, yeah.
And it's one of those. Can we go back into the eyes for 1 second?
Sure.
Can we take off the underside of that? Because it looks like you're wearing light eyeliner.
Gotcha. Okay. Yeah, let me...
Just the bottom side. Just the bottom part.
There we go.
Oh, look at those old boring fucking eyes of yours. Yes. Oh, that's it. That's perfect. You look like an anime character.
All right,
man. So last but not least, of course, we've changed everything about us. We have to change the set now. So yeah. I feel like we got to get us in front of an audience because we're best when we're live.
Yeah, no, I totally agree. I totally agree.
Can we composite the audience back in behind us like, rah, 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 Andy and Nick, fuck Greg, Greg yeah. sucks. Greg can you hear him chanting, Andy? Can you hear, if you close your eyes, can you hear him chanting?
Greg so fucking sucks. Greg fucking sucks.
Look how like he's just, you can tell exactly what he's thinking right now, Brad Pitt, you know?
What's he thinking?
I don't know. I'm not sure. I've never seen something so striking in my life as the new Andy right now.
That's the thing. Like, what I'm hoping for, Nick, is when we come back from the quarantine, we get back to the studio, and everybody sees me, and everybody's like, who's this beautiful person in front of me? And I'm like, guys, it's me. It's Andy. You know?
Yeah, absolutely. And then the second question is, why is he best friends with Brad Pitt? And the answer is obvious, because he deserves to be.
I want the full hair swoop, you know what I mean? It's so puffy. It's so large. You know what they say? Women with long, with tall hair, they have more secrets stored up there. That's what they say.
I'm sorry, just one more time. The full saying is, women with tall hair, they have more secrets stored up there.
Stored up there, yeah. It's Dr. Seuss rhyme. I think we're ready.
Are we ready for the grand reveal of the new you and me?
Here we go.
Let's do it.
Bam.
Oh.
Wow, look at
this
us.
This is what we deserve.
Look at
this
that.
This is what we deserve.
When will we ever have this, Nick? When will we have the fame and adoration that we so crave?
I think it's right around the corner.
You think
I really
there?
Do.
Okay.
We're doing such great work on this channel, specifically this show. Every other show we do, take it or leave it. This
yeah.
show is bringing so much joy to so few people that it's... Andy, I think you knocked it out of the park, man.
Thank you.
I also
man.
Like that somehow your chest got whatever you just did made your chest 18 times more tan looking, and that makes me so happy.
I needed it to match more with my face a little bit. Yeah, man, like we look incredible. This
we
is
look
a star.
So
like
good.
Rhett and Link, no, thank you. I want these guys.
Eat your hearts out. Eat
I
your
want
hearts
these
out,
guys.
You successful bastards. These are the two. So Rhett and Link, you're so 2008. This right here, that's a that
late.
Screams 20. 2002.
2000, great.
Rhett and Link, you're so 2008. Right here, Andy, what does this scream?
2000, great.
Boom. And now it's time for Ask Andy Anything.
Ask Andy Anything.
All right, Andy. First question comes from Thomas Evans. He says, Andy, do you like feet pics? Yes or no?
No. I'll say no, but also I'm open to it. I'm not gonna say definitively no, I hate them forever, but if I see a foot pick that I might like, mm-hmm. I mean sure. Like I'm not gonna yuck anybody's yum.
Next question comes from Krajuki. He says, Hi Andy, chess seems to be trending upwards on Twitch. As the best board game player on KFAF, that's debatable, we'll see. What strategies do you recommend to win?
I mean, my favorite thing about chess, Nick, is just it's all a mind game, right? You got to be playing chess and hope that they're playing checkers while they're playing while they're playing chess. So you need to get that king up in there against all the rooks, you know, and all the. What else you got in chess, Nick? What else are the?
We got pawns, and bishops.
Yeah, you got the priests
and knights,
and you got the maids and the milkmen.
Nope, there's no milkmen or maids. Last question comes from Joaquin Romero. He says, "If everyone in the office had to be a character from the Fellowship of the Ring, who would everyone in the office be?"
I love this because I think Kevin is the perfect Gimli. I'm not even joking. Anytime he's on stage, when I see him like running around and he's sweating and he's panting and he's like, you know, he's pissed off about stuff or he's grumpy. I just always think that like that is Kevin to me. That is so Kevin.
No, I would say Greg is our Aragorn.
Yeah, Greg's our fearless leader. Definitely our Aragorn. Yeah,
I would put you as our Legolas because you don't want to take lead. You're happy letting other people lead, oh, yeah. But when we need you, you come in and you just go pow, pow, pow.
Yeah,
pow.
And I'm sliding down.
Coming as a clutch player. Shka, shka, shka.
Exactly. Like, yeah.
That leaves Tim as our Frodo?
You know what? I would say Tim is probably the Frodo because I think he is often tasked with the more tough stuff of like scheduling out in-review stuff.
It's tough.
Talking to sponsors. You know, there's always – it's those burdens that only he can do, you know.
Remember in the production meeting right before this where he was like, who wants to wake up at 6 o'clock in the morning and watch a Smash Bros. Conference? Oh. And all of us were like,
no, not a chance.
No. Ladies and gentlemen, that's it for your episode of KFAF. Remember, if you want to be a part of this show and support this channel, you can go over to patreon.com/kindoffunny and back us at the fan mail tier or above. And that'll allow you to submit some ideas for future Photoshop challenges, ask Andy anything questions, or just bits in general that you want us to do for the main bulk of this show. If you got no bucks to give, no big deal. Just subscribe to this channel. We like to see those numbers go up. And if you're watching this live right now, bada bing, bada boom, here is your daily reminder. If you got Amazon Prime, you got Twitch Prime. Link them, give it to us. Free for you, $5 for us, and Andy and I get to go to Starbucks all day, every day. Until next week, I've been Nick.
I've been Andy.
And you've just been AF'd.